This program is brought to you by PrideNZ.com.
My first sexual experience was through an ad I placed. I was extremely, extremely nervous. I knew I always wanted to be with another guy, but to be quite honest, I didn't really know what to do or how to go about doing it or how I should feel. I can always remember the ride driving to this guy's place. I was just shaking. I knew I wanted to do it, but I didn't know what I would do when I got there. And we ended up just kissing for about 2 hours solid, and we both ended up with really sore lips. And that was my first encounter. I saw this guy again. I don't know why, but we contacted each other again. And we managed to fumble around, I suppose you'd call it. We both took off all our clothes and played with each other, but that was the extent of what happened. It's just the thing, once, as you get older and the more you do it, you learn what you like, and you tend to head more towards that. But in those early days, I really had no idea. I had a lot of conflict doing that, simply because I had always been brought up a Christian, and it was always this big issue of I've done the wrong thing. I felt really dirty, really bad. At the time, my parents did not know, and there was no one really I could talk to. I could talk to my best friend, who I came out to, but as he wasn't gay, he really had very little interest and wasn't really into listening about me and my first gay sexual experience. It took a while for the bad feeling to go, but once the feeling of guilt went and I actually started realising, well, hell, I did actually enjoy it, it made me feel a lot better.
I suppose my first real sexual experience was with somebody in my secondary school, which is a school you go to from the age of 11 to 15 in the UK, and it was a lad called Matthew, and we were the same age, and we had to go on a camping trip, and in this country that means intense. Not intense, but actually under canvas. But it was pretty intense. And we ended up travelling to this site in the middle of a moor in Cornwall again. Very remote, very windy, very wet. And it was single-sex tents. And Matthew and I had always played together and hung out and done stuff and gone into town together in the lunch hour and just had a good time. And there was that spark that you probably can't explain or understand, but you know it's there. It's that intense, mind-numbing sort of electric spark between you, that excitement, and you can't quite define it because you've never experienced it. You don't know what's going to come. And so we were at this campsite camping, doing the things that teachers make you do when you're a kid, like rescuing barrels out of ropes of, you know, ropes that are supposed to be lakes and all that sort of malarkey. And nighttime came, and Matthew said to me, just as we were all getting into sleeping mode, why don't you come and lay next to me? And I thought, yeah, why not? And normally I lay next to my best friend Ben, but no, I went to lay with Matthew, not lay with him in the biblical sense, but lay next to him. And we went to sleep, and there was the usual sort of laddish laughter that you get and playing around. And in the middle of the night, I felt his hand on my sleeping bag, and I was sort of filled with anticipation and an excitement. And I reciprocated. It was the old tag game that I think I've read that a lot of first-time sexual relationships are based on, is that you touch me here, I'll touch you there. And it continued, and hands went under sleeping bags. And I remember one particularly emotive and exciting point was that we were writing words on each other's stomachs because we couldn't talk, because we had to be absolutely silent. You have to remember that Cornwall was not a place that was greatly respectful of things that weren't the norm, i.e. sleeping with relatives and driving tractors. So we had to be very, very quiet about it. So we were spelling out words on each other's bodies, which was intensely erotic. Not intentionally, but through necessity. But sometimes things that you do through necessity are, by the nature, erotic. And it was sort of, are you enjoying this? Yes, I am. Obviously, this took a very long period of time. But the one thing, we never completed that sexual act as you would probably read in science books. And maybe that was a little part of my insecurity, not wanting to give everything away at once. So I just pretended to fall asleep. And the next morning we woke up and it was as if nothing ever happened until a couple of weeks later when it became a relationship that lasted for some years.
My first proper sexual experience, as in a deliberate sexual experience with another man, alone, would have been with my friend Michael, and it was like a deliberate act. I had gone to visit my friend Peter, as it was. Peter and Michael were brothers. Peter was my good friend through high school, one of my very best friends. And I knew it was Peter's birthday and went to visit him, but Michael was visiting as well, wished Peter a happy birthday, and offered Michael a lift home with the distinct idea in my head that Michael could be interested in doing sex. And as I dropped Michael off not too far away from that house where he was living at the time, Michael gave me a kiss goodnight, and then he just leaned over and he put his hand on my leg, let it slide down to my groin, felt me going hard, and he said, "I think you'd better come inside." So even though we were a bit pissed at the time, I remember it being enjoyable. Michael's such a comfortable, friendly person, and he wasn't at all demanding. He was very patient, and it was good fun. I stayed the night. We had breakfast, said hello to his flatmates. It was a totally positive, enjoyable experience, and there certainly wasn't even the expectation that more has to come of this. It was a case of, this is a good thing for us to do, we'll do it, and you know, we'll see each other again because we're in the same social circles. But I thought that was a really positive way to start, and to go from there in terms of knowing that like trust and friendship and enjoyment can go with sex.
The first time was, I think, in 97, like around October 97. I met that guy on the internet. He's British. And I talked to him, and like I was trying to experience what gay sex is. And I talked to him, and I went to his apartment, and we talked, and then we got really interested in each other. So we did kiss, and then we went to oral sex, and then I didn't know anything about anything at all. I was kind of nervous and wanting to experience stuff, and I told him, like, as I seen in a porn, I want to have anal sex. And then he said he wouldn't do it because I think, you know, he sort of cares for me because I'm still a virgin, and he has a very big endowment. So he's one of the best gay guy that I've ever seen, and I think I'll never see him again. And then I forgot to get his address, so I didn't email him or anything. And then so I sort of wanted to experience other guys. I don't know. I think it's not right, but many gay people do that, and I think this is what sometimes I think is what gay life is about, seeing a lot of different guys, which is why a lot of us wind up getting AIDS or HIV. So I went to see several guys, but it didn't feel the same way as the first time. They weren't gentle, you know. So I think it's really hard to find someone like that first guy again. But I don't know. I still want to experience with several more guys, you know, to have different experience. But they just don't feel the same as my first time. It's memorable, and it's really what lovemaking is all about, not like other times. What I really want is gentle and romantic stuff. It's not sex. It has nothing to do with, like, sex, but the way he touches you, like, it just feels so good. I think this is what all sex is about. It doesn't have to be anal sex or oral sex. So after having sex with a lot of guys, which is like excitement and what you see in the porn, I feel that this is not all what sex is about.
It was the first time I reached out and actually met a guy with the intention of having sex with him, which was very strange and exciting and anxiety as well at the same time. I was like completely nervous and We met on the street and we went into a bar. And I remember that the cloak lady was a psychic. And she's like, oh, I feel good vibes here. And it was all very... I saw good signs in everything, you know, even those kind of things. And it really clicked. I think he was working for some French cognac firm in New York. And we decided to go home to my place. And I think what we did is just cuddled and touched and stroked a bit, which was already all the way for me, because I'd never touched a man. I never dared to look at a man naked. And I remember we were naked, that's for sure. And I immediately invited him into my life through a concert which was going on that next day or 2 days after that. And I said, oh, you have to come along with me. And, you know, for me, that was it. He was my boyfriend now. and he said, sure. And I think I gave him my number. He gave his number to me. And, of course, he never called. And I couldn't reach him. And I was devastated for weeks. I was like, I felt so, I don't know, let down. It's like, this was supposed to be my dream come true. I felt very devastated about his just standing me up. But I think I also felt good about having done this. And I didn't feel ashamed. I didn't feel any negative feelings about that. I can't recall. No, I don't think so.
My first sexual experience, oh, it was hideous. I think it was in a shopping center, believe it or not. It was just, I look back now and I think, how could I have ever done it? But it was my first sexual experience, and it is as vivid now as it is, not vivid, vivid's not the right word. It is as clear now to me now as it was then. And I actually went to the public toilet and I had a note slipped to me under the wall that said, I would like help masturbating, can you help me? And I was like, okay, being the naive young idiot that I was. So that was my first experience, under the wall of a bloody toilet block. So, yes, my first real lovemaking experience, I would have to say, was with a guy I actually went to school with. We'd always sort of hung out together from about year 7 onwards, and it got to about year 9, and we sort of, you know, we were at his place after school studying one day, and, you know, one thing led to another, and I remember that very, very clearly. It was probably one of the most scary experiences I've been through in terms of having all the nerves and all the excitement and the... yeah, all that stuff that goes on there. And having that reciprocated from this person and having that combined and, like, just having him touch me and touching his skin was mind-blowing. I've gone off into la-la land now. But it really was mind-blowing, and we spent the next, couple of years fooling around together. He was my sexual partner for about 3 years. We basically learned to do everything together and explored our sexuality together. So, in a way, I was lucky that I had that. I look back now and I say we weren't boyfriends. I think we were more lovers, in a way, and we sort of discovered our bodies together and did that sort of stuff. And I got to a point where I came out and... I took that step, and then everything sort of changed for me in my life. It was no longer a big secret that I had to sneak around and do all this stuff. I could be open about it with my family and, well, not so much my friends, because I kept it to myself at school. People always speculated, but I think the difference between people speculating and people knowing is a very big jump. I mean, if people know something, instead of speculating it, things change dramatically. So I always tried to avoid that big dramatic jump, because I didn't want things to get any worse. So in terms of my first lovemaking experience, I had it lucky, in a way.
I still keep in contact with this person now, and he's still very much in the closet, as we say. But enough about him. That's his life.
My first sexual experience, well, it was not a good one. It was with a pianist I met through the Minitel, and well, it was the first time I accepted to meet someone in his own flat, and just a few minutes after coming in his flat, he asked me to put my clothes off, and he wanted to have sex with me. So I was quite surprised, because for me, sex and love were connected, and it is not always the case. Still, it is the case for me at the moment. I've always thought, and I still think that it's best to have sex when you love the person you have sex with, but this pianist didn't think like this, so I was curious. I wanted to know what it was, I must admit it. So, but at the same time, as I didn't love really that guy, it was quite surprising. It was like acting and being a witness of your act at the same time, see. That was not love at all for me. It was something physical, but nothing else. So after that, I must admit, I didn't feel quite well. I wonder why, if gay life was to be so, maybe I had to have no sexual life at all. But I don't regret it.
When you first come out as logically, you're also very randy, I suppose would be the way of putting it, and you think you know everything in that, and you just rush into things, and I suppose that's one thing I regret. I was 14, and I suppose I just wanted just to experience that, and it was nothing. It's just a waste, kind of. I mean, the curiosity is there, but I do recommend waiting. I've just recently broken up with a long-term relationship. It was very hard, but I mean, my first time, I guess it's just a learning experience, and you get through it, and like, I had known this person for a while, which was a good thing, I suppose, but I suppose it's just something that always happens, and that curiosity does kick in, and you are randy and horny, and your hormones take over you. The thing is, I find a lot of older men often like to go for younger people. That's one mistake I've never made, I can say. I think that's one thing people just need to be careful of, that people aren't what they seem, and they do lie a lot, and especially in the clubbing scene and all that, you will get people that will make you feel wonderful but only want you for one thing. Again, it's just these old men that are just looking for one thing, and there's nothing really there. And I've seen it so much in Christchurch, that older men going for younger people, and it's like the younger people are vulnerable because they want support and someone to hold, and the older men know this, so they take advantage of it. So that's one thing I say to be very careful with, because you can get trapped, and you may not realise it, but it does happen. And, yeah, I try to warn people all the time about it, and it's just good to just not, just to, like, stand up and just realise, okay, I'm going to be careful, and I'm not going to rush into anything. So, yeah, you're always nervous, too. I remember you always feel nervous whenever anything sexual happens, from kissing to holding hands or anything. You're always, like, you know, wow, sweating. I suppose it's a weird experience, and you get used to it, and it becomes nice later on. If it's with someone you really like, it becomes an amazing thing. So just don't rush into it, would be my advice. Just wait, and you will find someone that you feel special about. So, yeah.
I think the first time I had sex, real sex, was with this guy I met at the bar, my first boyfriend. This is an older guy. And, I think the first night when we met, he brought me home and we kissed in the car and we fumbled a bit. I can't remember how it was and how I felt. It wasn't great. I mean, obviously I had to learn everything. And it must have been great then, for me, but I've learned so much ever since. I've grown so much. I'm a complete different person now, and I can't really relate to that person anymore. That was it 8, 9 years ago, 10 years ago. And if anything, it was just such a relief to come out. It was like this huge weight fell off me. And I could finally start being myself and getting to know myself and grow and learn and be feel confident and or become confident. I wasn't this feeble shadow of myself anymore. It was me. I didn't have any secrets anymore. I really didn't have any secrets. And that actually made me a complete different person in being very extrovert and very open about what I felt and how I felt and what I thought and what happened to me and, you know, very open to other people, and that attracted a lot of people too. And I completely changed from being rather timid and shy and you know, the guy who gets picked last at the gym lessons at high school, to a very open, friendly, extrovert person with a lot of friends, very entertaining, and yeah, a person that a lot of people like, I think.
I just sort of chatted to this guy on the internet, and then he came down to the place where I was boarding at, because the lady that I boarded with was away for the night, so we sort of talked for a while. A bit nervous, and then I guess we had sex, so it was just sort of mainly a bit of oral, but sort of mainly just sort of length and that, and I guess sort of afterwards I just sort of wanted him to pretty much sort of go straight away, and then I changed the sheets and all the rest of it, so I guess the first few times I guess I sort of enjoyed it, but then wanted them to sort of get them away quick and that, and I guess perhaps they sort of just weren't the people, and I guess also because I wasn't out, I didn't, was frightened of being also coming home, so I mean, like sort of getting caught or whatever, so I just wanted to get rid of them quick so I didn't get caught. I guess coming out sort of, and obviously don't have to worry about any of that anymore, so it was sort of a while, like when I first had about two guys, and it was like, I don't know, 6 months or more since after that, and then I sort of came out.
I think you always remember your first, and it's true, it's one of the most vivid memories I have, I think. He was only a young guy, I was at the beach, lying on the beach sunbathing. I was in my early 30s, I suppose. He was a kid of about 18, might have been a bit older. And he kept, everywhere I went, he was right behind me. So in the end, I asked him what he wanted. He said, I find you very attractive. I want to have sex with you. So off we went. And I was like a kid fumbling around. I didn't know what to do or anything like that. I just remember holding him, feeling like I had never ever felt before. He was 18, he was hung like a horse, and he was so hard, I can remember that. I sucked him off, or gave him a blowjob, I guess. Then he bolted. I felt, what did I feel? I don't know if I can remember truly what I feel now. I know I went looking for him the following day, but he was nowhere to be found. I guess it was one of those normal first encounters that most 15 or 16-year-olds have, where you don't know what you're doing, you're fumbling around. I guess that was it. It was the start of a number of rather cheap and nasty, well, not nasty encounters, but cheap and unsatisfying encounters, I guess. The first few times, I guess it was okay, but after that, each time you sort of sneaked off to do it, it sort of, I don't know, I think to me sex, there has to be intimacy, and with intimacy there has to be knowledge or a liking of the person that you're with. I don't know, I just don't find it satisfying if I don't at least get to know a little bit about the person.
The first male I was with was about 6 months ago when I came out. And yeah, it was different to what I thought it would be. I felt good because I'd been there and done that, but it's like it wasn't just proving that I was gay. It's like, yeah, I really like this guy, and it's the way we ended up, but we ended up not being friends after that, so that hurt a little, to know that just being used. But yeah, wasn't what the build up was to it. It was a bit of a letdown. It was great. I was really excited, nervous, everything else. During, it was great. Afterwards, I was a bit down, but yeah, that was just because it wasn't what I was expecting. But yeah, it got better and better after that, every time after that anyway, so.
My first male sexual experience was an absolute nightmare. I was very drunk one night at this mixed bar. He actually picked me up and took me back to his place. The excitement was amazing. Doing it was okay. It wasn't what I really expected, but when that next morning when I got home, I was really upset. I was expecting something absolutely out of this world, something absolutely amazing. Unfortunately, it wasn't. That morning I got home, I felt very sick. I was absolutely disgusted myself. I actually lost my virginity to a guy before, a girl. I always thought I'd get married and have kids and have the station wagon, all that nice thing. And I thought it actually totally destroyed my life. It wasn't for a couple of years after that I actually met someone that was really nice and very caring. And it took a while for me to actually adjust to it.
I sort of fiddled around, you know, with the boy next door. That was when I was about 14 or 15. And he was only just experimenting, and he was quite cruel, actually. The first real experience was when I was 21. Prior to the experience, I was extremely nervous. I was shaking almost uncontrollably. Here I was finally going to experiment with something that I've been thinking about for 10 years or more, and during it I was still shaking, but he was a very nice guy. He was also on drugs. I think he had some sort of a relaxant of some sort, because he was a bit glazed over. And then afterwards, incredible guilt, because I'd been told by the Catholic Church that was the bad thing to do. I don't have those guilt feelings anymore, because I don't see it as relevant.
It happened when I was in the army. It was sort of just naturally happened. There was no one around, and we had to stay in duty. We're in army camp, and in winter it's quite cold. And we just try to keep warm. And we ended up laying in the same bed watching TV. And just, you know, naturally we just cuddle and trying to be warm, because there is no heater there. So, and that's when it happened. Jerking off. There's nothing like, you know, it's just whacking. And then the next day I felt so bad, and he probably felt the same way. And we just couldn't look each other in the face for a couple of months. We can't even speak to each other. And it was quite bizarre, because I think it was probably the first time for both of us had experienced that. And we'll probably feel guilty and strange and maybe stupid. But at the same time, you sort of enjoy it. It's kind of exciting. And I think we're just driven by the sexual desire of just when I'm sick, doesn't matter, it's a man. It just happened to be a man next to you. So that was my first time experience. And then, although we didn't really talk to each other for a long time, and actually, it happened again. so we actually did it again. So it was quite strange. And after a couple of years, I knew he got married. I didn't go to the wedding, but I knew he was married. I think he's straight now, basically, and he was just, like, fooling around.
I haven't really had much sexual experience. I have, but I haven't. I haven't been around out long. I've only been out for 2 years, and I'm sort of getting used to the gay scene. I don't think I was ever very tanty, but I used to kiss a lot of boys in the night. But I also did that when I was with girls. I'm quite feminine, I think, and I like feminine males. The first experience would have had to be my first boyfriend's gone. It's when I was 20 when I first came out, and 22 now, but I remember meeting this guy, Scott. He was very thin, he had blonde hair, leather pants, and he was standing behind me, and I kept looking at him, and I was a person that would go up to someone. I've never been very shy. So I went up to this guy, Scott, and I spoke to him, and we ended up kissing, and then about a week later, I started seeing him. And I went to his house, which was near the nightclubs in the Gay Street, Commercial Road, and I remember saying to him, I can play with you, but you're not allowed to play with me. Then he eventually took me upstairs, where he was a lot older than me. He was 25, so he knew what to do, and I didn't do any anal sex with him. It was mainly just foreplay. And I started seeing him for about 2-3 weeks, and then I never spoke to him again. So that was just the first experience sort of thing.
The first sexual experience that I recall, if you want to call it sexual, is something that I remember to this day as if it happened yesterday, because it was so wonderful. A friend of mine, Carmen, his name was, Italian kid. He and I used to go to the movies a lot, and I don't know how it started, but sitting in the theater watching a movie in the winter, we put our coats over our heads so that we wouldn't be seen, and we kissed underneath the coats for the whole time of the show. We just couldn't get enough and couldn't stop. And when I think back now, I'm wondering, you know, what did the people in the next row think? Nobody ever tapped us on the shoulder and said, what are you doing? Or anything like that. Nobody ever bothered us. But we had a wonderful time kissing each other and all of that under the coats in the darkened theater. And I remember that as my first sexual experience. It wasn't anything complete, but it was extremely exciting. I've never been able to recall what led up to it. He wasn't attractive to me in the sense that Bobby Mantell was. He was just a friend, and he never expressed any interest in real sex with me either. But for some reason or other, I guess maybe we were copying what was on the screen, I don't know. But for some reason, we just wanted to do that with each other, and we enjoyed it so much that we couldn't stop.
My first experience started off with somebody that was the same age as me, and I got to know him very well before anything really happened. I was very scared yet at that time to even experiment with anything, as I hadn't yet. We did not live that close together, but he actually started going to college very much near me in Duluth, Minnesota, and we became very close that way. And things just started to progress, and one thing led to another, and we started becoming very close. We're passionate together, and the first time anything ever happened, it was really something I felt connected, something that I had been longing for, that was missing in my life, something just totally valuable that, you know, I couldn't even explain it. And it just felt like something out of me that was missing, that I was playing this straight role for my whole life. The puzzle was finally complete, and it was a great feeling, and it's changed me in a way that it's helped me figure out that who I am is so important, and another reason why holding back is going to alter your being and who you are if you don't tell people truly who you are and what you're about.
Before, I was actually really anxious. We'd been drinking quite a bit, too, and I was still just really nervous and really tense. And I don't know, but at the same time, just really excited. Just because, I mean, I'd never had an opportunity to act out anything. And it was enjoyable, but sort of like in a, like, I'm doing something that's sort of naughty way. Just because I think even though I felt a little, I felt a lot more comfortable with the idea of being gay, I still had a lot of I don't know, just sort of guilt about it. And I didn't realize that. I don't know, I didn't see that until actually after we were done. I felt extremely guilty. I don't know. I can't explain it. It was a really strange sensation because on one hand I knew there wasn't anything wrong with what I had done, but I had just been so ingrained with the idea that it was a bad thing that I didn't really let myself like enjoy it after or have like an afterglow or anything, you know? And I don't know. It actually took me quite a while to be able to really enjoy having sex with somebody, even though it was something that I really wanted to do, and it was something that like, I really enjoy doing. You know, it's just something. I don't know. It's sometimes it's hard to let go of something that you've been told all of your life. While I was actually having sex with them, I was just sort of wondering, you know, is this really what it's all about? Is this really? It's just like. I don't know. There wasn't really a connection to him. There wasn't really any emotion involved in it beyond just like I wanted to have like a really quick fuck and go on. Maybe that's part of what I felt guilty about. It's just I'd always also I don't know. It's also part of like just the Christian idea of sex. It's like not necessarily that it's so bad to have sex. But it should be in a loving environment, a loving relationship. So I think that also contributed to why it wasn't the most positive experience.
My first sexual experience, I remember that was with a friend that I was going to school with. And so I'd known him quite a while, and I think I was only about 16, I think. And we both had a bit to drink, and I was there at his house. And in fact, he was going out with my cousin at the time, and we'd only sort of all just been out together, and I was staying over there, and yeah, had a bit to drink, and things just happened. But I didn't really feel like a sexual experience because it was all really secretive, and it was almost like, you know, this happened sort of thing. It really didn't feel like I'd confirmed anything about myself at all. That seemed to be a much more, not an emotional thing, but something that came from the inside, something that came out, you know, in regard to being honest with myself rather than anything else. But, I guess the experience, though, will be memorable in that it was like the first opportunity, I guess. Before that, it was all just sort of fantasy. 24 hours of fantasy, imagining what I might be doing and with whom. But after I came out, my first sexual experience was about the first person I could get my hands on, really, and was good. Yeah, I can recall that. I recall it being quite comfortable. And of course, it's the first time you do this and the first time you do that, and there's a few firsts. They're all good, all memorable. I recall the first year after I came out was I was really quite active, and it was, sounds a bit crass, I suppose, but I was counting the number of different people that I'd been with. It was almost like a bit of a game. And I know that isn't all that unusual. I just guess it is when I think about now. But that was an exciting time. I mean, just sort of, you know, exploring different situations as well and different people. I guess as you get a little bit older, that sort of adventuring has sort of stopped a little bit. But the thought of it doesn't go away.
My first sexual experience was something that I had to a certain extent planned, in the fact that I had now been seeing this person, I had developed an emotional bond with them, and so I assumed that they would be the first person that I would have sex with. The first sexual experience I had wasn't in terms as much sex as it was just a lot of kissing, and that happened all night one night on my parents' lounge, and I think that to me was a more special moment than my actual first sexual experience, which happened the following night. Something that I'd always just been interested in was what the sensation of kissing somebody was and having just that close male-to-male contact. In terms of a sexual experience, I think it wasn't that big a deal when I ended up having sex, because to me it wasn't anything more than what I could have done to myself in terms of the release of sexual tension or anything like that. What had gone on the night before with the intimacy between me and my boyfriend to me was a lot more significant in my life than anything that had come before or that had come after. I think that was the turning point, because that was my first time sort of realizing, I guess, that I was gay and that this wasn't a disgusting thing for me to do or anything like that. It just felt very natural and I enjoyed it. I enjoyed hugging and kissing and just having that bond. And I guess for me now, when I'm having sex with somebody, it is always the intimacy that I look forward to during sex, probably more or as much as the actual part of having sex.
I think I've always had desires for guys. I mean, I've had lots of girlfriends when I was younger, but it was never anything, it was never the right time or the right place to build a relationship with a woman. And every time something ever became serious with a woman, it always turned bad. And I kept thinking to myself, no, it's just me. It's just me being paranoid. But I had a lot of dreams about guys. I mean, I never masturbated until I was 17. That was after I first had sex. I never really had the desire for that. And so before then, all my wet dreams were about guys. And I thought that was just, you know, a phase. And there was this one dream that was always the same dream over and over. And one night, I'm going forward in time now. So the first time I ever went to a gay bar was Toledo Bar. The same thing happened to me in the bar that happened to me in my dream. And it became reality. And I knew that I was gay because my dream stopped. And I didn't feel so insecure. I felt that I'd found my true self. And so I was sitting in a bar with this guy. I didn't know who he was. And it's a very, I can see it now clearly in my mind. All I could see was from the neck down. And I was sitting next to him at the bar, and my temptations got the best of me, and I reached over and grabbed his crotch. And that was it. That was my dream. That's all it ever was. And none of my wet dreams were ever sexual, never sexual. It was always emotional and, like, two guys, you know, holding each other or, you know, fondling or kissing. It was never, ever sexual. I never, ever saw a guy sexually in my dream, wet dreams when I was a young kid. So, yeah.
My first experience was before I came out. It was
it was actually with one of my friends. We were going to this party and we ended up just, like, crashing at my house. And, like, no one was there. And we ended up having a few drinks and stuff like that and got talking. And I found that he was going to be moving away to Australia. And we talked about all sorts of things about life, about feelings. He was another one who didn't have a girlfriend, but no one could have ever picked anything about him. But he admitted to me he was gay, and I admitted to him the way I felt. And then he questioned me because I had a girlfriend at the time. And it just felt right, because it was like, okay, yeah, I am, I'm gay. It's like, this isn't some, you know, this isn't some dream I've had or something like this. It's like, I really felt like at the moment it was the perfect thing to do. And, yeah, just, I don't know how to explain it. It was just good to be with the male and know that it wasn't going to go any further, and so no one would care. And I could just get hung up in the moment instead of worrying about the repercussions of it. The anticipation of it was disbelief. It's like when we're talking about it and he told me, I didn't believe it. It's not that I didn't want to. It's probably that I did want to. And I just thought it was like, you know, oh, he's just testing me sort of thing. So it took a couple of guts to say, you know, well, yes, so am I sort of thing. During it was, how would you describe it? It was relief. It was really sensual. It was fun, and it was more like a friend thing. It was just a friend lust sort of moment. But afterwards, it was just like we talked really well, and like we still keep in contact and stuff via email. But I think that helped me a lot in realizing, you know, when I did come out, there was other gay people, because like there wasn't that many around that I knew of at the time. Until I did finally come out.